Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's four-segment show, we're going to take a musical trip to Havana, celebrate some birthdays, celebrate Mother's Day, and visit the Twilight Zone. I don't know who decreed it so, but today, May 11th, is Twilight Zone Day. Creator Rod Serling's series The Twilight Zone premiered on CBS TV on October 2, 1959. It ran for 5 years and 156 episodes, 92 of which Serling wrote himself. Although perhaps best known for The Twilight Zone, Serling was a staff writer for radio for a number of years before moving to television as a writer for WKRC-TV in Cincinnati. We're going to enter our own musical Twilight Zone, beginning with Eddie Wittstein and his orchestra.
Thank you. fire of love. You grand thing, you fine thing, I love you. Your smiling face, the sun cannot erase, that perfect fond embrace at twilight. When the sun starts sinking, I start thinking, thinking, thinking of you. Yeah, babe. When the stars begin to shine, you know what's happening. I'm pining and longing for you at twilight, dear, when birds have stopped their song. I hope you come traipsing along at twilight, in the cool of the evening when everything begins. Baby, I'll be waiting.
From May 9th, 1927, that was the Columbia house band, The Columbians, with Johnny Marvin providing the vocal on Twilight Rose. Twilight Rose was written by Paul Corbell and Harry Powell. The only other songwriting credit I could find for Paul Corbell is Song of Hawaii. Before Johnny Marvin, it was Fats Waller crossing our 20s and 30s line by a few days with At Twilight from January 12, 1940. That was obviously not Maceo Pinkard's 1929 At Twilight. This At Twilight was written by Fats Waller. Before Fats, it was Leo Reisman and his orchestra and Twilight, The Stars and You from a Columbia 78 waxed April 26, 1925. And what a nice record that is. Twilight, The Stars and You was written by Nacio Herb Brown and Harry Powell. Yep, the same Harry Powell who co-wrote Twilight Rose. I guess he had a thing about Twilight. Harry Powell was also the arranger on Waring's Pennsylvanians' 1926 recording of Don't Sing Aloha When I Go. We began our musical trip to the Twilight Zone with a song titled Twilight Dreams. The tune was composed by Kempton Dunn and Eddie Wittstein. Kempton Dunn was the king of the 1930 Yale University Junior Prom, and the tune was apparently written during and introduced at the prom while Eddie Wittstein's orchestra was playing in Woolsey Hall. Eddie Wittstein was a producer and composer, and he hired the Ben Selvin Orchestra to record two of his compositions on January 9, 1931. It was apparently a vanity record recorded on Columbia Personal Matrices, but it was issued commercially as Columbia 2375D. One side is Twilight Dreams, and the unidentified male trio is possibly the Rondeliers. The flip side is Will You Wait a Year or Two, with vocal by Smith Ballou. There are at least two other songs titled Twilight Dreams, one composed by Clifford Chester Brown in 1911, and one the following year by Artie Matthews. Artie Matthews was a ragtime-era composer and contracted arranger for the John Stark Publishing Company, and there's a very detailed biography of him on Professor Bill Edwards' website, professorbill.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and it's because of finding information like that that I love doing this show. And the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, my friend Andrew Green, founder and director of the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra, posted a YouTube video of a mini-concert he gave at the Smithsonian Institution's American Art Museum. One of the pieces he played was Havana, and I thought, well, there's a segment topic. So, with thanks to Andrew for the inadvertent topic suggestion, we're going to take a musical trip to Havana, beginning with the Savoy Orpheans. Thank you.
Susquehanna, she went a Vanna, and I'm all a blame. Her folks are Cuban, her name is Reuben, or is it Lubin? Say, what's in a name? Now I taught her that lingo from the land of sugar cane, but now my little gringo I will never see again. She went a Vanna, she changed her manner, she's all mañana, oh boy, what a day. Thank you.
We started and ended that segment with Havana. There were at least two vintage tunes titled Havana. The one we just heard, sometimes listed as Sunny Havana, was written in 1927 by Vincent Rose and Raymond B. Egan, and this is the tune played by Andrew Green the other day on his YouTube video. It was performed here by George Hamilton Green's Star Trio on July 12, 1927. We also started the segment with Havana. That Havana was written by John Schonberger in 1923. The recording we heard was by the Savoy Orpheans, credited on that HMV 78 as the Romaine Orchestra, and it was made on July 17, 1924. In between the Havanas, we heard Gus Arnheim and his orchestra from a 1931 radio transcription, and she went to Havana. The vocalist was George Gramlich. Gus Arnheim was followed by Thelma Terry and her Playboys with Lady of Havana from March 28, 1928. Lady of Havana was written by Saul Burney, Jack Val, and Paul Van Loan.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
A number of composers and artists had birthdays this past week, and we'll highlight a few of them in this segment, beginning with Red Nichols.
Thank you.
Bob Crosby and his orchestra with Nappy Lamar, guitarist in the band, taking the vocal honors on Come Back, Sweet Papa, recorded for Decca on June 12, 1936. Judy Garland's first publicly released recordings were made with the band in that same session, but the reason I played that record is because Come Back, Sweet Papa was written by jazz drummer Paul Barberin, born Adolphe Paul Barberin on May 5, 1899 in New Orleans. British band leader Billy Cotton was born one day after Paul Barberin on May 6, 1899 in London. We heard Billy Cotton's London Savannah Band and Sunny Skies from September of 1928. Sunny Skies was written by Joe Gilbert. Before Billy Cotton, it was J.C. Higginbotham and his Six Hicks, actually all members of Louis Russell's band, from their one session on February 5, 1930, and Give Me Your Telephone Number. Give Me Your Telephone Number was written by Higginbotham, who was born on this very day, May 11th, 108 years ago in 1906. In addition to Louis Russell, jazz trombonist Jay Higginbotham played with Benny Carter and Fletcher Henderson, but led many of his own bands from the 40s on. He died May 26, 1973 in New York. You hear Red Nichols every week on the show on our theme song, Avalon. Ernest Loring Nichols was born May 8, 1905 and composed Get Cannibal. He recorded it also, but we heard it performed there by Joe Hames and his orchestra on July 26, 1932, in a bit more raucous rendition than Nichols. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. In addition to being Twilight Zone Day, today is also Mother's Day. Although Julia Ward Howe suggested Mother's Day in 1872, Anna Jarvis is credited with bringing about the official observance of Mother's Day. Her campaign to establish the holiday began as a remembrance of her own mother, who organized Mother's Friendship Days following the Civil War. In 1907, 2 years after her mother died, Jarvis held a ceremony in Grafton, West Virginia, to honor her, after which she began a massive campaign to adopt a formal holiday honoring mothers. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed Mother's Day as a national holiday to be held on the second Sunday of May. So you see, Hallmark didn't have anything to do with its creation. Anyway, here for all the mothers out there and everyone who has ever had a mother is a set of mother songs, beginning with Irving Kaufman.
Thank you. Have you written home to mother? Have you thought of her today? Just drop a line that you're feeling fine. That's all you really need to say. Every word is like a sunbeam. Make her happy while you may. Have you written home to mother? If you haven't, then write her today.
Showered on me. father's eyes would gaze at me so tender. What was their meaning? Now I can see. One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes. Those baby tales she told, that road all paved with gold, I found in my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering sparrow, one lonely soul, I walk the straight and narrow to reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, one real unselfish love I found in my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering sparrow, what a lonely soul, I'll walk the straight and narrow to reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, one real unselfish love I found in a my father's eyes.
That was George Jessel with the theme song from the super special talking film production of Lucky Boy, My Mother's Eyes. L. Wolfe Gilbert wrote the lyrics to Abel Baer's tune. That was recorded by Victor on January 18, 1929, and was preceded by Morton Downey with My Mom, written by Walter Donaldson. That's from a hit of the week cardboard record recorded in April of 1932 and on sale at your local newsstand on Thursday, May 5th. Before Morton Downey, it was Music in the Russ Morgan Manor and Have You Written Home to Mother. The vocalist on that April 17, 1935 Banner 78 was Jack Fulton. Have You Written Home to Mother was written by Matty Melnick, and if he were to write it today, I suppose the title would be Have You Texted Your Mother? We begin that Mother's Day segment with Lou Gold and his orchestra and a bouncy rendition of Baby Your Mother Like She Babied You from September 16, 1927. Baby Your Mother was written by Joe Burke. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.
Thank you.